Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. A couple weeks ago, President Trump tested positive for COVID-19, and since then, it's felt like a domino effect of other government leaders and members of his staff who have also tested positive. And a lot of us are wondering, who else has President Trump been in contact with since his infection? On the line with me is Dr. Richard Pan, a California state senator and licensed pediatrician, to discuss contact tracing during a pandemic. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Pan.
Thank you for having me.
So how does contact tracing work, and how does it help reduce the spread of the disease?
Well, contact tracing allows us to identify who might be infected and also to limit the transmission of the disease by identifying who needs to be either quarantined or isolated to prevent further spread.
And why is it effective? And why do we all have a responsibility to be willing to participate?
Well, it's effective because it allows us to identify who in the community has the virus. So when we think about COVID-19, it's in the community. This virus, unfortunately, also can be spread by people who are asymptomatic. So we don't always know who has the virus and who doesn't have the virus. Contact tracing allows us to take someone who we know is positive, identify who they've been in contact with, and then we can test those people. And it's possible some of them may actually have the virus, even though they are not symptomatic. By doing contact tracing, we can monitor those contacts, and if they turn out they're positive, even if they're asymptomatic, we can then take steps to isolate them or quarantine people who might become positive so that they can't further spread the disease. So it really is an approach that allows us to stop the transmission of this virus from someone who we know has the virus.
I'm speaking with California State Senator and licensed pediatrician, Dr. Richard Pan. Dr. Pan, what happens to the tracing data?
Well, the tracing data is kept confidential by the Department of Public Health. So the health department uses this information, though, to identify who they need to potentially test or have to quarantine in order to prevent further spread of this virus. But certainly patient confidentiality is very important. When someone's contacted by a contact tracer, they're not told like who was the contact that led them to be contacted, things like that. Certainly we understand that people want to keep their information confidential. That's part of what public health does. But it's also essential for the health department to have the information they need in order to limit the spread of this disease. So that's why it's so important that if you are contacted by a contact tracer, that you can share information about yourself in a forthright manner and feel comfortable that they are going to keep that information confidential.
I'm glad you said that, because I certainly would be a little freaked out if a stranger called me and they knew all of this information about my health status. Dr. Pan, who would need to be traced in the event a person tested positive for COVID-19?
Well, what they would try to do is identify who have been your close contacts, people who you might have transmitted the virus to. So the CDC currently defines a close contact as someone who you've been within 6 feet of, in which you've spent over 15 minutes with. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to identify who you might have infected if you are positive with this virus. And if you're being contacted by a contact tracer, they have, based on their interview with the person who led to the contact tracing, that you might have been exposed in a way that there's a probability you'd have the virus. So contact tracing is about trying to figure out where the virus may have been spread to and then limiting the spread of that virus. So you may be asked to quarantine or stay at home for 14 days to prevent that virus from spreading further to other people because you might have been exposed.
What else do we need to know about contact tracing?
Well, contact tracing is something that we've been doing for a very long time, so it's not brand new to COVID. Contact tracing has been used with other very sensitive infections. We contract sexually transmitted diseases. We contact trace many other contagious diseases as well. Public health departments know how to do this. The information is kept confidential. When you are being contact traced, you'll find out that they will not share information, for example, like why is it that you are being contacted for a contact trace, right? Because they're trying to protect the identity of the person who might have exposed you, right? You may speculate or guess, but there are rules about doing this. Health departments are familiar with it. Now, with COVID, of course, we're having to train even more people to do this as well. But it is important that you feel comfortable sharing this information with the person who's being called by the health department. Certainly, you should ask questions to confirm that they are from the health department. But when you've identified that this person from the health department is doing the contact tracing, I urge people to be forthcoming and to cooperate with them so we can stop COVID.
I've been speaking with California State Senator and licensed pediatrician Dr. Richard Pan about contact tracing. Dr. Pan, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.